Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
All right, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. It was a little tricky, but not too hard. I said, think of two five-letter words that are opposites. One starts with E, the other ends with E. Drop both of the E's, and the remaining eight letters can be rearranged to spell a new word that is relevant. What are the three words? Well, the words are enter and leave. Drop the two E's, and you can rearrange those eight letters to spell relevant.
We received 1,239 correct responses, and the winner this week is Michael Balch of Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How'd you solve it?
Well, enter and leave came pretty quickly, and once we were rearranging the other letters, it became obvious that, that word is actually relevant.
And what do you do?
I'm actually retired, so I just I do crossword puzzles. And, I'll play my guitar, a little bit of ukulele.
You're leaving something out. I hear you go to space launches, and I'm a super space fan.
Yes. I went to the last Falcon Heavy launch down at Cape Canaveral. I'm into it. The 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing brought back a lot of memories for me. In Waterton Canyon, Martin Marietta built the main booster for the Titan II rocket, which was used for the Gemini missions. And whenever they tested that engine, we could actually hear it and feel it at our house.
Oh, really? Wow. That's amazing. Well, are you ready to take off and play the puzzle?
Yes. I'm a little apprehensive, but excited.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Michael. Every answer today is a word or name that ends in the letters L-L-O. For example, if I said standard greeting, you would say hello.
Okay.
Okay, number one is a dessert that jiggles.
Jello.
That's it. Winemaker Ernest or Julio?
Gallo.
Good. 1960s, 70s U.S. space program.
You should know this.
Apollo.
No trouble with that one. A brand of scouring pad.
Brillo.
Right. Largest city in the Texas Panhandle.
Largest city in the Texas Panhandle.
It's in Spanish, it means yellow.
Oh,
there you go.
And I did not do well in my Spanish 1 class in high school. Amarillo, right.
There
Amarillo.
You go. All right. Abbott's partner in old comedy.
Costello.
That's it. Animal with a leathery shell, much seen in Texas in the Southwest.
Armadillo.
That's it. Italian sculptor of the Renaissance.
Italian sculptor of the Renaissance.
And what if I told you it's also the name of one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I think that's harder for him.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. Donatello?
Donatello, that's it.
Good job.
That's it. A kind of mushroom.
Kind of mushroom. Unfortunately, I don't eat mushrooms, though. So.
Starts with a P.
It means beautiful port in Italian.
There you go.
Beautiful port in Italian. Portobello, of course.
There you go.
Portobello, good. How about island in Maine where FDR had a summer home?
Island in Maine where FDR had a summer home. Campobello.
That's it, Campobello. And your last one is a double. It's a highly caffeinated, citrus-flavored soft drink.
Highly caffeinated, citrus-flavored soft
drink. It's a brand name.
They call me?
Mellow Yellow?
Mellow Yellow, is it? Good job.
You did great. How do you feel? That was a lot of fun.
Relieved.
I'm really glad. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michael, which member station do you listen to?
KCFR 90.1, a contributing member.
That's Michael Balch of Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. So great to meet you guys.
Yeah, it was great to have you. All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Janet McDonald of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And she says, Mobile, Alabama has the interesting property that the name of the city has exactly the same consonants as its state, M, B, and L, albeit in a different order. What is the next largest U.S. city for which this is true? So again, you want to think of a U.S. city and the state whose names contain exactly the same consonants, but in different order. What is the next largest U.S. city after Mobile, Alabama, for which this is true?